The 2017 news cycle has no summer vacation setting, and so we turn to our friend Michael Tilley with Talk Business and Politics to help us catalog what's happened recently. He joins us from his office in Fort Smith. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, and boy, you pegged it. It's typically there is somewhat of a lull in the summer, but not this year. Nope.
I mean, usually by, 10 or 15 years ago, we'd be brushing off all of the back-to-school stories a week and a half ahead of time, but we got plenty to talk about today.
Yeah.
Let's begin with Tyson Foods. They were in the news all over the place this week, but the big news, some restructuring happening. First, let me ask, didn't we have this kind of conversation a few years ago?
Well, a few years ago, we had it a few months ago.
Okay.
Back in February, Tom Hayes, he succeeded Donnie Smith, CEO. And remember, he is a Hillshire Brands guy. He came in with the Hillshire acquisition, and he's just the second non-Tyson veteran, so to speak, who ran the company, who has run the company. Dick Bond with IBP was the first when Tyson bought IBP, the beef company. But what Mr. Hayes has, or this restructuring now, which in the press release it clearly said, myself and the board, it really seemed to be a kind of a mutual decision, but has really returned the company back to the structure that it's had for decades, and that is to have a person in charge of over poultry and a person in charge of the beef and pork business. So Sally Grimes, she's going to be group president of prepared foods, Doug Ramsey, president of poultry, and Noel White, who was the COO, will be, and he's the Tyson veteran. He's the guy there that has the most experience in Tyson Foods. He will now be group president of the beef, pork, and the international businesses. So, Kyle, they did have the business kind of divided up into, food service. Andy Callahan was in charge of food service, and Sally Grimes was just North American retail. Those were the two divisions, and they didn't have anyone in charge of their, primary businesses, which is selling chicken, selling beef, selling pork. And their prepared food side, which, as I said, was historically the way it was set up. And to her credit, she probably won't appreciate me saying this, but Kim Souza, our reporter who's covered Tyson Foods for many years, when this was first announced back in February, I'll never forget, she said, it won't last. And I thought, well, Kim, you're being a little harsh. Give the guy a chance. Well, she was right. So they're back to the way it used to be. And this comes just ahead of their earnings report, which will come out on August 7th, just right around the corner. So it'll be interesting to see how they report, what else they say in their earnings statement. The consensus is their earnings and revenue will be, or at least their earnings will be down between 2-3% compared to the same period last year.
Well, from an outside perspective, this, the way you explain it, kind of makes sense.
Well, yes, it did. Now, this is obviously, in defense, so to speak, of Mr. Hayes, this is a different company. It's after the Hillshire Brands acquisition, they really brought on a lot of branded products, prepared foods. Now they're in the midst of buying Advanced Pierre, which is even more branded products. It's really moved away from a commodity business and more towards a consumer packaged goods type business, although the commodity business remains, a bulk of their revenue and income. And until it kind of matures more as a consumer packaged goods good company, I think this is the structure that they'll stick with.
Well, at risk of having a firm grip on the completely obvious, this just reminds us how big a company Tyson Foods is.
Yeah, look, it's a globe. It is huge. I think we do. It's a $40 billion in around $40 billion in revenue a year. That's pretty darn huge. Now,
yes.
I think the only reason we don't, maybe sometimes we don't appreciate that fact, is you've got a little company. You've got, listen to my grammar. You have a little company up the hill that I don't know, has around $500 billion in revenue. So I think sometimes that takes that appreciation away from what Tyson does.
Well, you know, we always hear these statistics about how many people are moving into Arkansas, especially Northwest Arkansas. I think someone at a Bentonville Planning Commission used the figure of 5 people in Bentonville a day on average. But a lot of people are leaving Northwest Arkansas, if only temporarily, through XNA. We got the numbers from the airport employments, which means people leaving the airport. And for right. June, the most ever.
Yep, another record. And June is obviously the month that sets the records historically at XNA. But 68,274 employments. That beat the 65,253 back in June, 2016, June of last year. And look, it's not a surprise that XNA is different in some respect to other airports around the country, in that it has a larger percentage of business travelers. And I think one of the things, Kyle, this reflects is that businesses is probably, just to make a educated guess, a lot of Walmart vendors have opened up their travel budgets again, and are, you know, that's the way they're traveling. I suspect that's what's benefiting. But look, the Bill and Hillary Clinton Airport in Little Rock was up 2.4% in June, and the Fort Smith Regional Airport was up over 5% in June. So June was a heavy travel month. But the other thing that is happening at XNA is that they're not adding more flights, just that the planes that they're using, instead of the 50 to 60 seat regional jets, the airline's now moving to the 70 and 75 seat regional jets. That's benefiting XNA quite a bit.
Well, I want to ask you, okay, so we had a record number of people flying out of XNA in that month, and I learned through another Talk Business and Politics story this week that June is traditionally one of the slower months for hotels in Arkansas. So that would suggest the people leaving are business people from here and perhaps people going on vacations, and not people who have flown in a couple days before and stayed at a hotel.
Yeah, and that hotel number also is a function of how many more hotel rooms you have in Northwest Arkansas.
Right, because it's occupancy, right.
Right. So you still have a lot of you know, a lot of folks, but that's a good correlation. I would probably need a little bit more research to see how definitive it is, but that does reflect that it could be more tourist travel out of XNA. And another point on this, XNA traffic is up over 5% for the first 6 months of the year. So they set a record in terms of employments last year, and they're well on track to set another record in 2017.
All right. Michael Tilley is with Talk Business and Politics, where you can find all those numbers and many more. Michael, thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir.